We're going to have seven teams that are coming this year, and it covers a really broad geographic area for the state. We've got on the northern end, we've got a Copper Country team made up of kids from Calumet, Houghton Hancock area. And then Traverse City brings a big contingent, about four teams from the Traverse City area, both their high schools, West and Central, plus Traverse City St. Francis has a team. There's a club there called Vasa Ski Club. They're bringing a team this year as well. And a group from the Petoskey Harbor Springs area, plus, of course, the home team, Marquette.
And how did the competition end up here? Does it rotate from place to place?
Yes, it does. In fact, we host it about every 3 years, typically. It'll go downstate next year, come back up to the UP. Copper Country will probably host the year after that, and then again rotate back here.
Now, Nordic skiing sounds like it's kind of what is the main differences, or what defines it as Nordic skiing?
Well, Nordic skiing is, I guess you could view it this way, is you don't get a chairlift. So, that seems to be it. This is definitely a people-powered sport. Kids race on courses which include a really wide variety of terrain, up, down, flats, and that's kind of, I guess, broadly defines it.
It's interesting because it sounds like it's relatively, I mean, maybe not new sport, but new in terms of high school athletics, isn't it?
It is. It certainly is as far as a high school-based competition. It's obviously a very, very old sport in many respects, and it's a huge sport in Europe. Now, in our country, it's definitely a smaller sport. It's been a high school competition in Michigan. I believe this event goes back to maybe the late 80s or so. And then it's kind of been growing in its sort of style and format ever since then.
So for folks that maybe want to come and check it out, what is the schedule that you've got going on?
Yeah, well, I'll tell you, it starts tomorrow. We have a really exciting competition. It's going to be sprint racing. So this is really head-to-head competition, 800-meter course, one lap. You can pretty much see the whole race from one viewing point. And kids race head-to-head. So they qualify into heats. Then they race six skiers at a time, and it's fastest person across the line, fastest two, then advance into the next round. So it's very exciting. It's sort of like snow cross or one of those sort of head-to-head sports that you see in downhill.
That was kind of the question I was going to ask, Dan. Is this could this be characterized as ski skating?
Skiing? Yep. Freestyle skiing is also known as skate skiing. That's correct.
Okay.
Yep. So that'll be the technique they'll use for the sprint race tomorrow.
And of course, you are encouraging folks to come out and check it out because, you know, having crowds there cheering is always adds to the competition.
Oh, absolutely. We want it to be loud on the course. We want people to bring their cowbells and ring those or vuvuzelas, make some noise. It's really fun and exciting, and it's good to be loud. In Europe, they have stadiums with thousands of people, and they're just screaming. So we should bring that same culture here.
Dan, you also say that there's a lot of other folks and businesses and people that have helped out to make this happen. Who's on the list?
Yeah, thank you. It is a very important for us to have this kind of financial and in-kind support, and I'd just like to list everybody. We've got Stewart & Sheridan Law Firm, the Sweetwater Cafe, Donkers and Marquette, Country Village, Ishpeming, River Valley Bank, North Jackson Company, Crist Oil Company and Sitco Stations, City of Marquette Police Department, MSHS Booster Club, the Ordock Brewery, and also the support of the NMU skiing and cross-country running teams, and coaches Sten Feldheim and Jenny Ryan have really helped a lot.
And it's nice when you know you've got that kind of support, that people are into the sport and the idea and they want to keep it going.
That is for sure. And, it's a lot of work, and you really just couldn't do it without the sponsors coming in to pitch in too. So we really appreciate that.
So we talked a little bit about yesterday or tomorrow's schedule. We talked about that. Let's talk a little bit more about the rest of the competition, what's going on that folks can come and check out.
That's right. So after the sprints tomorrow, then Saturday we move to a pursuit competition. This is also an exciting racing format. And in this race, in the morning, there will be a 5-kilometer classic style race where people ski in the tracks, if you will. And based on their finish order, they then go out in an afternoon race back to freestyle technique. And the person who won the classic race goes out first, and essentially then everybody chases behind them. And it's, again, the first person across the line wins the overall pursuit.
It's you've got kids coming from all over the state. You've got these clubs and groups that are working on doing this. Are you getting more and more people that are interested in Nordic skiing on a high school level?
Well, it certainly has grown in certain areas, and I would like to say one thing that in Marquette particularly, once we added on as part of becoming a high school sport, where kids could get that sort of benefit of the high school recognition, the varsity letters, that type of thing, it's really grown our numbers a lot. Traverse City has a similar format. And that seems to really get the numbers up. So in some areas, it definitely is growing. And we're really encouraging other teams, towns in the UP that have skiing, like Ironwood, Munising, to hopefully get their teams going too, so we can keep growing.
Well, it certainly seems like it is. It's appropriate and good for the kids in our area and utilizing what we have here. You know, it's good to have places like Alqual that you can have this competition that work out as well.
Oh, that is for sure. I mean, Marquette is blessed with two things, snow and great trails. And, you know, the trails aren't easy to keep up and maintain, but there's been a lot of committed groups to making that happen. And Alqual and the city of Ishpeming's done a fabulous job on their venue.
So it all kicks off tomorrow again. What time?
Again, tomorrow we'll start sprint qualifying at 2 p.m. And then we move kids from the qualifiers into semifinals that start at 3:30 and will run pretty much continuously until 5 p.m.
And then also
racing on Saturday at 10 a.m. is the racing starts.